It's Thursday the 19th of February 2015 in Genoa. This is my last full day at the University of Genoa. Today I've got a session in the morning with the master students, which will be translated in sequence by Giuseppe. This is always slightly harder work than just doing it straight, but much harder work for the translator than it is for me. Then after that, some consultations and meetings in the afternoon to discuss co-publications and advise on other publications, then one final night here and ready to go home, which I'm really looking forward to after 3 weeks away.
Ma oggi avrete la possibilità di sentire da lui direttamente tutto quello che riguarda o alcune cose molto importanti che riguardano il mondo della pubblicazione. Ragazze, magari dopo la parte formale. Allora, sentirete tutto quello che riguarda il mondo della pubblicazione, in particolare il suo journal, vi presenterà, che è il Journal Advanced Nursing. E credo che siamo molto, molto, molto onorati di averlo qui, perché lui è un nome mondiale dell'infermieristica. Quindi vi chiedo di non solo ascoltarlo, ma magari, incuriositi da quello che vi dice, fargli qualche domanda e cercare di arricchire il vostro percorso con questo contributo. Avete anche qui la possibilità di poter parlare con lui in italiano, perché c'è il dottor Giuseppe Aleo, che storicamente ormai, perché sono quanti anni, Giuseppe, che traduci l'infermieristica?
20 anni.
20 anni, quindi anche se lui non è un infermiere, però traduce i concetti dell'infermieristica come se lo fosse. Quindi grazie, grazie ad entrambi per essere qua. Buon lavoro.
Grazie.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, good morning again. My name is Roger.
I'm just testing.
But I will speak in English, and then my much younger and much better looking colleague will translate into Italian. You can translate that if you want.
Sì, quindi lui parla in inglese e io traduco in italiano. Va bene. Vabbè, non volevo. Lo sapevo che l'avevate capito. Stiamo tastando il terreno per vedere fino a che punto capite.
So I'll stand over here-ish, and you'll stand over there-ish, but I'll walk back and forth. So really nice to meet you. A very unusual group of people, because people are sitting in the front row. That's very unusual.
Sì, sì, è insolito, perché solitamente tutti si siedono dietro, invece questa volta avete cercato di sedervi più avanti possibile. Yes, because they are at the end of their course.
Right, very confident.
Yeah, so they don't, it's not going to be dangerous to sit in the front row.
In the UK everyone sits at the back.
Nel Regno Unito si siedono tutti dietro.
Okay, I'm going to talk an hour or so, maybe a little bit longer, but we won't talk too long because it's very hard work to go backwards and forwards, but an hour or so about the path to publication. Some of you may be interested. I hope all of you are interested. Some of you may want to publish.
Quindi parleremo per circa un'ora, perché non è facile, diciamo, fare avanti e indietro con la traduzione. E vedremo insieme qual è la strada verso la pubblicazione.
Okay. Don't want to get the waters mixed up.
Sure.
And we will leave plenty of time for questions.
Poi ci sarà moltissimo tempo per le domande.
And if I'm saying something as I go through that you think I didn't get that, stop me.
Poi se c'è qualcosa che ha detto e non avete capito bene, ci fermate e ci soffermiamo un attimo.
But it's not very difficult, it's not very hard.
Però non sono concetti molto difficili.
So, I edit two journals. I'm the editor-in-chief of this one, and I edit this one here. Same job, I'm in charge of both.
Quindi lui è il direttore di due riviste in realtà, sia di JAN che di Nursing Open.
This one here is a sort of traditional journal which gets published
in a certain number of issues, and we produce a hard copy at the end of it. The other one is online, open access, pay to publish, free to view.
Il primo, diciamo, quello in alto a sinistra, quello verde, diciamo più tradizionale, sempre diciamo pubblicato online, ma anche ci sono le copie cartacee. Invece il secondo è soltanto online, e però per pubblicare bisogna pagare qualche cosa, però è immediatamente accessibile a tutti, quindi se voi volete andare a scaricare un articolo da questo è gratuito, non dovete pagare, quindi è immediatamente accessibile per chi deve leggere.
So this journal is very new. It's only got a few papers up, but you can view them for nothing. You don't have to pay to look at them or to download them. Whereas this one, you have to have an account for. The university has to have an account.
E quindi, come abbiamo detto prima, chiunque può accedere. Proprio si chiama open, significa aperto, che può, chiunque può accedere e scaricarsi un articolo gratuitamente. Invece per l'altro bisogna essere, aver pagato una quota di iscrizione. Solitamente le università la pagano la quota di iscrizione, per cui singolarmente se si è studenti non è necessario, comunque è a pagamento.
But if you take a look at this journal, you'll notice that lots of papers are actually free to download anyway. You see a little unlock symbol at the top and you can get a hold of them. So most journals are moving towards having open access, but somebody has to pay for it.
Poi comunque in ogni caso ultimamente ci sono tanti articoli che sono gratuitamente disponibili, c'è una specie di lucchetto aperto, quelle che sono aperti indicano che si possono scaricare gratuitamente, quindi siccome gli autori hanno la possibilità di scegliere se pagare o meno per consentire di essere accessibile a tutti, quindi diciamo qualcuno in qualche modo deve pagare, diciamo. Nel processo di invio dell'articolo ci sono tutta una serie di istruzioni che vanno semplicemente seguite. Queste istruzioni praticamente dipende solo dalla responsabilità degli autori di seguirle alla lettera. Quindi bisognerà sempre leggere molto attentamente di non saltare nessuna istruzione, perché diciamo verrebbe subito bloccato altrimenti l'articolo.
So there are standards for submitting papers, restrictions on who can be an author and who shouldn't be an author, restrictions on ethics, what you can copy from elsewhere, nothing basically, and on how to submit the paper, how to lay the paper out. Every journal is different. I'll come back to the things you need to look out for there later.
Quindi praticamente ci sono dei codici etici da seguire in termini di diritti di autore, per cui non cercate di copiare delle parti da altri articoli, di incollarli in un articolo che voi volete pubblicare, perché sarete subito scoperti. Ci sono dei sistemi, quindi c'è una questione etica. Dovete capire chi devono essere gli autori, chi veramente abbia contribuito e non solo gli amici, i parenti, i cugini, i sorelle, persone a cui noi vogliamo bene.
So the next part of the process is the papers are looked at by myself as editor-in-chief, and we decide if it goes into the system for review or gets rejected at that point. If it goes into the system, then there's a process of peer review by experts in the field.
Una volta che c'è l'accettazione, richiedono spesso delle modifiche da fare.
Then you'll be asked to revise, major or minor, and really the aim of this is to make the paper better. So if you're asked to revise a paper, don't complain, don't say, don't be downhearted. The door's wide open. But just do exactly what you're asked to do, and I will come back at the end to give you some really strong hints about how to deal with revisions.
Quindi se vi chiedono di fare delle revisioni, anche se dovessero essere delle revisioni diciamo molto estese, quindi di cambiare tantissime cose, non dovete essere scoraggiati, perché comunque il portone è sempre aperto. Quindi l'importante è che voi però non vi scoraggiate o vi lamentate e non li fate più, perché dice che adesso che li fa tutte queste correzioni, perché basta seguire tutte le indicazioni e avete una ampia possibilità di riuscire a pubblicare.
Once it gets accepted, it goes to production, and production is actually not part of the editorial process, but this is what makes the paper look like the paper that you read. So there's a lot gets done here to make the paper look acceptable, easy to read, tables in the right place, legible, and all the rest of it.
E poi, dopo che è stata accettata per la pubblicazione, va in produzione, quindi praticamente il manoscritto viene trasformato letteralmente in un vero e proprio articolo, nella layout, nella forma che noi lo vediamo solitamente nelle riviste, quindi soprattutto per esempio le tabelle, vengono calcolati gli spazi, vedere dove è opportuno inserirle per facilitare anche la lettura e la comprensione dell'articolo.
Then once the paper's published, these days there's a great deal of what we call post-publication scrutiny of the papers, internal and external. I mean, within the publishers we do a lot to promote your papers, and we also expect.
Quindi è molto importante che gli autori siano persone che abbiano veramente contribuito.
And finally, if you're going to write a paper, you will almost inevitably, if you don't have it rejected, you will be asked to deal with reviewers' comments. So some final points on dealing with reviewers' comments.
E poi alcuni ultimi suggerimenti per come trattare i commenti di un revisore.
There are some golden rules by Williams.
Ci sono alcune regole d'oro di Williams.
Answer completely, deal with every point that's been brought up by the reviewer.
Quindi bisogna rispondere a ogni singolo punto sollevato dai vari revisori.
Answer politely.
Rispondo in maniera garbata, gentile.
And answer with evidence.
E rispondete fornendo le prove di quello che voi dite.
So in terms of answering completely, deal with every point, even if you don't agree with it or can't change it. You have to say, with reference to reviewer point 3, we don't agree with this, or the reviewer may be mistaken, so therefore we are going to suggest this. Don't ignore any points, because reviewers are very upset about that.
Quindi non saltare i punti, anche se non siete d'accordo con quello che loro dicono o non sapete come rispondere. Se voi non sapete come rispondere, dite che non avete capito, ma dite qualche cosa. Il processo di pubblicazione, quindi se non volete quello in inglese...
Ma non ho otto
figli. Non hai otto figli.
Io uno.
Lui ha otto, non ho bisogno.
So I've only got one son,
you've
got more children,
yeah.
So it's better to buy yours.
Oh yes, thank you, you have that. If you want to know more about nursing open, there's a web page you can check, that's very new, but we're trying to encourage people to use this.
Okay, poi c'è una nuova rivista che è online, è una rivista nuova, quindi stiamo incoraggiando un po' tutti a presentare degli articoli sul Nursing Open.
Now, if you, I'm very easy to find on the internet, on Google, but if you wanted to contact me, either for the slides or for advice in future, no problem at all. That's my academic email at my university, that's the easiest way to get a hold of me. I'm on Twitter. We've got a Journal of Advanced Nursing site that's got nearly 9,000 followers. Nursing Open is a Twitter site. Nursing Open has a blog. It's very small at the moment, but the Journal of Advanced Nursing has a blog which is very active, and we use it to promote papers, promote debates. Well worth having a look at, in my view. So we're very, very into using social.
Those were some sound bites from a session this morning with the master students. It went very well. It's always fun to do these things with Giuseppe, who's an excellent translator. Unlike some translators I work with, he actually listens to what you say. And I think I'm reasonably good at breaking it down into the right sort of sound bites for him to deliver. He really is exceptionally talented. The students were very good. They listened very attentively. They asked questions during the session, which I invited them to do. And I got quite a few questions at the end. So it really went very well from my perspective. We had lunch in the department today in order to spend a long day in one of the meeting rooms. Anna Maria, Bagnasco, Giuseppe and myself to discuss future plans, including publications that they're working on. I read over a paper that had recently been written, which was intended for my own journal. I thought it was good. I made some small corrections and some small suggestions. And there's great excitement about the launch next week of the RN Forecast at IT study. This is the Italian branch of the RN Forecast study, which is a major study involving Linda Aiken and her work in the States, and also Walter Sermius in Belgium at Leuven University. And Walter's coming down next week to launch it. I know Walter because I've seen him around Europe in various places, and the last time I actually met him was in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. He invited me recently to examine one of his students, a major statistical piece of work from the RN Forecast project, and I examined that along with other colleagues, some of whom I knew. A really excellent piece of work which passed with no problem at all. And the formal defence, which is a formality essentially, is at the beginning of March in Leuven, and I've never been there. I've been invited by the student to attend, but unfortunately I had to turn them down. I really just have too much on. I've also got to get two visas into my passport in the next month, one for China, one for Saudi Arabia. So I don't want to have it out of my sight and then be planning to make a visit to somewhere, because it just gets too stressful. So tonight I go for dinner soon and then get packed. I've been running tonight. It was dark when I went out, but it was really nice because the sun was just going down. It wasn't too cold. So I always look forward to getting packed. That's the best bit of the end of any long visit away, getting packed so you know you're ready to go. The best bit is really getting home. I won't be home for very long because on Saturday morning I've got to go to Scotland to visit my mother in hospital, but I will be back on Sunday night. And then I've got an incredibly busy week next week. I'm acting Associate Dean for Research in the absence of one of my colleagues, and there's very many meetings to attend, and some of these are very important to do with funding of PhD scholarships. We've also got to draw up an academic plan and a new research strategy for the faculty, so that'll be my responsibility until the substantive Dean, Associate Dean, returns. Then I've got to get some research money in one way or another, so I've got to work on an idea for a proposal and also to work on a couple of fairly major publications, one of which was submitted and very quickly rejected by a major American psychological methods journal, but we'll turn that around quickly and try another similar journal. I spoke about this to the students today. Make each rejection the beginning of the next submission. That's my motto. And it's the motto, or at least the action, of all the best academics and prolific publishers I know, not to be cowed by rejection. We all get them, but to just decide where the paper's going to go next and carry on until you get it published. I should also mention that one of my ideas that I raised during my keynote speech in Taiwan recently on the global issues facing nursing, one of the issues was about measuring nursing outcomes and nurse-sensitive outcomes, and I was mentioning the RN Forecast project and how successful it had been in demonstrating the worth not only of nurses but of having adequate numbers of nurses and especially having graduate nurses in hospitals. But I did mention that while we do know a lot about acute care, where it's relatively easy to measure outcomes, one of which is surviving the experience and getting out of hospital, we know very little about community or the care of older people and what's required there by way of nurses. We've very little evidence to support what is actually needed. And lo and behold, the colleagues here who are doing the RN Forecast project had the idea that this could be repeated somehow, in some way, in the community. And there's very clear criterion here and very clear process of community care from hospital. The criterion, of course, being lack of readmission being a key indicator of good community care. So I became very excited and I'd very much like to be part of that. I hope I will be in one way or another. I'm not part of the major RN Forecast study, but I would like to be part of this because I think it's crucial. Then we had a hilarious time with me showing Anna Maria and Giuseppe how to use Twitter. They both got accounts, but they'd never tweeted anything before. So I showed them how to tweet, how to use hashtags, how to put in URLs and other tricks of Twitter. My idea was that this was their best way if they set up a departmental Twitter site and a Facebook site and linked them and used their own resources to retweet, that this was the best way to get the papers out there noticed and cited. They had a strategy whereby they were going to use open access, and they asked my advice on that. And when I mentioned the best journals, of course, they're all very expensive, and while there's some evidence that open access increases citations, I don't think it's very strong, but I also think they could be wasting their money doing that. I think social media, where there is evidence of its efficacy, is by far the best way, so I hope they keep it up. I'll certainly be checking on them. And I was giving them advice the other day again, rather than developing their own journal within the school, which I think is a waste of time and a lot of effort, they should develop a blog. And I showed them our faculty blog and the Journal of Advanced Nursing blog and how they could be used. So again, I'm hoping for great things from here by way of social media, and I'll certainly support them in that in any way I can.